Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, that's a wrap on Week 7. The Patriots weren't able to get things done in New York against the Jets. But let's just talk about some things that are obviously standing out. The Patriots are starting to feel some of these defensive injuries really hurting them right now. The Jets successfully ran the ball against them 177 yards.
A big part of that was time. The time possession was maybe the most glaring stat in this game, and I think it leads to the running game. It wasn't a massive yards per carry average, but they were able to run the ball when they wanted, and they were able to get those first downs. And a huge third down conversion rate for the Jets. You lose Wilfork and Kelly on the front line of the defense, right. Then Mayo in the next line, then Tlaib in the secondary. One or maybe even two of those you might be able to withstand, but we're seeing all four of those. This is the first time all four of them were out right. together in one game. We know Wilfork and Mayo aren't coming back anytime soon. The hope is Tlaib, maybe Kelly, but this was a very shaky defensive effort when you think about who they were going up against. Rookie quarterback and Geno Smith, running game that hadn't been very productive, and Chris Ivory comes out of nowhere after not playing for a while. Not the defensive performance the Patriots would hope for at that point in the season, but they got to get some of these guys back.
Sort of a domino effect. Yeah, hopefully in the next couple of weeks they'll be back. Well, let's talk about moving on here, getting ready to face another AFC East opponent. Thankfully, it's right here at home, though, but getting ready for the Miami Dolphins. The Patriots now are 2-1 against their division opponents.
Yeah, and this is a big one now because the big difference between 3-1 in the division and 2-2.
Right.
They'll have the Dolphins again later in the season, but you know Miami's coming off a few straight losses. Everyone's talked about Patriots and Dolphins, or at least before the season, are the Dolphins the team that could push the Patriots for the division? Well, right now, this division is really tight. I believe it's the tightest division in the NFL. Miami, this is getting close to must-win territory for Miami because of the slide that they're on, and they can't really afford too many losses and divisional losses as well. But you think about for the Patriots, they were a last-second touchdown against the Saints last week away from possibly this being a three-game losing streak. Right. So two straight home games coming up, the Dolphins first and foremost, and you know it would be nice if they could get one of those complete overall efforts that maybe they feel is missing right now.
Right, they're still picking up the pieces offensively and defensively, hoping to get some of those playmakers back over the next couple of weeks. So we'll be eyeing those guys all week during practice, that's for sure.
No more Gronk watch.
Right.
Which is nice
true.
And refreshing. I mean, Gronk comes
well,
back.
Well, sort of. You want to see the improvement
you
there.
You do. But it's Amendola. You know, that Amendola and Tlaib, I think, are the two that, you know, will they come back? Tlaib was out on the practice field limited last Friday, a decent sign for him.
Right.
And then Tommy Kelly, who we really haven't seen
at
all.
Right. Tommy Kelly, probably the most intriguing one right now, just because there's been absolutely nothing. So we'll keep our eyes on that for sure this week. All right. Well, that will wrap it up for Brian and myself from Gillette Stadium. And we'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.